Well, we desire the Lord to speak to us this morning. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me, and I just want to share some scripture with you. And I want to start in Acts, the third chapter, the first verse, and read a little account that we're all very familiar with, probably, and draw some things from that. Acts 3 and 1. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." You know, I just want us to think a little bit this morning. The Lord's been talking to me about faith. You know, our faith is a valuable thing. This man that had been so afflicted and that had been lame, it says, from his mother's womb, had never walked, had never experienced the things that the rest of us experience. And this man, through the name of Jesus and through faith in that name, he was made whole. You know, this morning, that faith that they had, and that faith in God and in Christ and in his name and in his power, healed this man. The faith that we had, that they had, that God would do this. You know, it was the work of God with this man. This morning, I just want us to think about our faith a little bit. Faith is a wonderful thing that we have, and it's something we need to protect. It's something that we, though we might be like this man was afflicted physically. We might be afflicted emotionally. We might be afflicted in many different ways. People have needs. We all have our needs this morning. You know what this morning? Through faith in the name of the Lord Jesus, we can have the things that we need in life. Both physical and spiritual, all the things of life, the Lord has made available to us, and he wants us to believe in him for it. The Lord wants us to have the things that we can have. In 1 John 5 and 4, it speaks of our faith. And he says here, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You know, this morning, we live in a society that is bound and determined to tear the faith in the hearts of people down. You know, this morning, by faith in the name of Jesus, we're saved today. By faith in His name, we're purged from sin, and we don't have to sin anymore. Because of that name, because of the power that the Lord has, He is able to keep us. You know, by faith in His name, you have many things today. The blessings we have in our homes, the blessing of peace, you know where that comes from? It doesn't come from the devil. It doesn't come from the world, because there is no peace out there. And I know some homes that can have a measure of peace, but I want to tell you, the peace that comes from the Lord, that's a special gift. The things that God has, it's a special gift. And He wants you and I to know and to believe Him for it. He wants us to be one of those that believe in the things of God. You know, this morning it says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" That's because we believe there's a power greater than ourselves. We hear all around us more and more encroaching in our society that it's a power of the mind. Mind over matter and all of these things. You know, this morning, I want to tell you, it's through faith in the name of Jesus that we have the good things that we have. And the Lord wants us to protect our faith. He wants us to keep our faith, and the Lord will keep it for us, I believe. The scripture says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." You know, this morning, I believe that we come to God, we trust in Him, we believe in Him, we lay out our case before Him. "Lord, we need Your help, and we believe You're going to help us." You know how valuable that is to us? That means there isn't any time that we're without the strength, without the hope, without the faith that we need. I was thinking this morning a little bit about this. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Well, if it's impossible to please Him without faith, and we don't have faith, what are we going to do? How are we going to please Him? How are we going to find Him? You know, I believe this morning there is a way to have faith. And as we begin to seek the Lord and set our life to God, I believe faith will come, because He gives faith too. God gives that. Obedience brings faith. In 1 Timothy 1 and 19, we're told here, 1 Timothy 1 and 19, it says, "Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck." You know, this morning, a lot of society, and people go off to college a lot today, and I'm not saying not to do that, but they say that people that, from the world, from the Christian world, it's something like 80% in the first 2 years lose their faith when they go off to college. Now, I'm not saying all those people are saved anyway to start with, but they lose that belief. And you know, this morning, we are set in a society that is trying to take away faith from people. And I just want to encourage us this morning that God wants to give us faith. He wants us to have belief, strong belief, in a society that doesn't believe at all. It doesn't mean that we cannot have strong faith and strong confidence in God. These people, the apostle said that concerning faith, they had made shipwreck and they had put that away. You know, when we put away our faith and take up whatever it is, we're making shipwreck. Not only in this life, but in the life to come. And I just think about this morning, Lord, increase our faith and cause us to be some of your people. I believe in the world we live in, our faith can be just as strong and vivid and alive as the apostles' faith. I don't think we have to be abated because we live in a society that doesn't believe in God. This morning, strengthen our faith. Let God strengthen our faith. There's ways to do that. There's things we can do. Trust in God. Be obedient to Him. Be there when we're supposed to be there. I want to read a few more scriptures before we come to that. Luke 22 and 29. You know, here was Peter, and we've all heard this read many times. Luke 22. He says here, "And I appoint you a kingdom, unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." You know, the Lord has good things for His people. He wants us to eat and drink in His kingdom. He wants us to enjoy the good things of God. And I believe it's for every one of us. He wants it to be full and rich in every one of our lives. I don't believe there's one life that God does not want it to be full and rich in. And He said, "I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me." We become a partaker of the kingdom of Christ. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." You know, the Lord knew that Peter was entering into a very difficult place. He was, I believe, he was very vulnerable. It was a perilous time for him. And this morning, we're in perilous times too. The Lord has told us that at the end of time, that times would be perilous. Times would be very dangerous. They're dangerous to faith. They're dangerous to people's strong belief in God. And so He told Peter, He said, "I've prayed for you that your faith fail not." He knew Peter was vulnerable, and He knew Peter was going to fall. But you know what? Peter got back up because he had been walking with the Lord. He had been there. He knew what it was about somewhat. And the Lord, so the Lord knew his weakness, and the Lord helped Peter to be able to rise and to serve Him. This morning, the scripture in Luke, the 18th chapter, in the first verse, we read where the Lord said, 18 and 1, I'll read a little bit of this, I guess. "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" You know what? The Lord, I believe, has left us a number of places where he lets us know it's going to be an uphill battle at the end of the way. because the world is not going to believe. But as I said before, I believe our faith can be strong and vibrant, just like it was in the beginning of the gospel time. The Lord doesn't want our faith to wane away. But he does say here, shall he find faith on the earth when he comes again? You know, this morning, the parable that he was giving there was of the unjust judge and the widow. And he was encouraging us to keep coming to the Lord. Keep looking to him. You know, the Lord knew that there would be these times when maybe people, the widow would have been tempted. And I wonder what went through her mind. Shall I just not go again? Shall I, you know, he's not going to hear me. But you know what the widow did? She kept coming. And finally, he gave her her desire. You know, this morning, the Lord wants our heart to be set like a flint. I'm going to keep coming to the Lord. I'm going to keep serving him. I know he is. I know he's real. And I'm going to serve the Lord. Whatever happens. I just want to think about a few little things this morning to strengthen our faith and keep it strong. In Romans 10 and 14, we read a few scriptures here, and I believe the Word of God has the prescription we need to keep us in this world, to keep us healthy and alive and vibrant in this world. In 10 and 14 of Romans, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, this morning, there is something to hearing. It affects us. And I want to encourage us this morning. The Lord sends his word. God sends his word. He speaks to his ministers, and he gives messages for the people. Be there to hear it. Be there to hear the word of the Lord. Listen to what God has to say, because he'll say what we need to keep us strong and vibrant and alive in this world that we live in. You know, this morning I think about all the things people hear. And you hear people say, I heard someone not long ago and tell me, I was going to testify, but there was just so much. They would been listening to the radio and, I don't know, maybe looking at the news on the internet or something, and were so discouraged by all that they saw that they just didn't testify. You know, that's hearing the wrong thing this morning. That's hearing the wrong thing. That's faith destroying. It tears down the things God has given to us. He tells us to think on what things? Those things that are what? Good things. Those things that are honorable. Those things that are just. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I'm not saying we can't listen to the news, but I want to tell you, when it starts stopping us from testifying, it's too much. It's way too much. The Lord wants our faith to be strong enough that when we come in this place, we've got something to give. And I believe God wants us to have something like that. When we come here, we not only receive, but we give. When it comes time to pray, we got something to pray about because we've been praying. You know what? God wants our hearts and our minds to be in another kingdom. The kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. And I don't know what'll happen to our country. I don't know. I'm concerned. I pray about it. I pray for our president. I pray for our leaders. But I want to tell you something. Whatever happens here, that's okay. Because this is not the kingdom that I really feel a part of. The kingdom I feel a part of is not going down at all. It's not going to sink. It's not even going to go down any. It's the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom of peace and righteousness and holiness and joy. That's the kingdom of God. This morning, We want our faith to be alive. Be in the place God wants you to be. Don't be in the place where we're constantly feeding on trash and things that destroy our peace and our faith and our confidence. Don't constantly be in the places that would war against our faith when we don't have to be there. Be in the place God wants us to be. That's in the will of God. You know, what's the will of God for you? Does it require a little sacrifice so I don't do it? No, step right in there and step right up to the task. Yes, Lord, you've asked me to do this. Yes, Lord, you put a little burden on me. I'm going to do it. You've told me to speak to somebody. I don't feel very capable of that, but I'm going to do it. You've told me to go. I'm going to go. I don't feel like I have enough strength. I want to tell you something. Where we will prosper is in the will of God. We can't do everything in this world, but we can do the will of God for our life. This morning, I just want to encourage us. Your faith can be strengthened. It can be alive and vibrant. The zeal of the Lord said, hath eaten me up. I want to tell you, the Lord wants there to be some heat in here. He wants there to be some passion in our life for the things of God, for righteousness, for the truth, for the ways of God. I believe that some of these places it's speaking of faith is not only just believing in God, it's believing the truth of God, His Word, the things revealed. The Lord wants us to have some things settled in our hearts this morning. And as we go along, I believe He'll settle that more and more. You know, we read on here. We read verse 14. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things, or tidings, glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, this morning, the scripture tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I want to tell you, the things that destroy faith many times come by hearing also. It's not by hearing the word of God, but it's by hearing the things Satan wants to say, tuning our ears to the wrong thing. I want to tell you, the scripture tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. This morning, the Lord wants us to hear His word, both personally and in the congregation, in the places we need to be, when we need to be. The Lord wants us to hear. It's very important that we don't forsake those things. I'm speaking about strengthening our faith this morning. Strengthening our faith and God working in our life. You know, the enemy is cunning. Times are dangerous today to faith. They are. And they're going to be more dangerous, I believe. And so Satan works in many ways. And I just want to encourage us this morning not to let him work in our life. Let him have no room. Let God have that room. Satan will say, well, they don't care anyway. He'll make us feel like we're too busy to hear the voice of God in our personal life. He'll make us feel like we can't take time for that. I want to tell you something. That's the one thing we have to take time for. We have to hear the voice of the Lord in our life. We have to take time for that. And I just want to encourage us. It is a good thing. It is the thing that will make everything else right in our life. God will fight our battles if we'll stay in the place that He wants us to be. Listen to the voice of the Lord this morning. Don't allow the enemy to make us feel like we're too busy to hear. Make us feel unwanted. Make us feel disillusionment. Make us feel like we want something that we shouldn't have, that we know we shouldn't have. You know, make us feel hurt. There's many things the enemy works through. But I want to tell you, the Lord has told us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And He's told us, don't forsake that. Don't forsake that. Don't allow the enemy to take that from us. Because when we do, by and by, the enemy, whatever reason it is that we forsake that, by and by the enemy will prey on that lone prey. He who will pray there. And I've watched him do it many times. It's a trick of his. And so this morning I just want to encourage us, keep our faith. Keep those things that allow God that place in our life. In Romans 5 and 1 to 5 is another way that we can have that is strengthening to our faith. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's by faith that we're justified. You know that? It's by faith that we're sanctified, that we're filled, that we're purged. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand. You know, once we're saved, we have access to the Lord by that same faith. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. What is tribulation this morning? It's problems, isn't it? It's hard things. It's things that we have to go through. Things that we just wish we didn't have to wake up and face that day. You ever had tribulations? Anybody? We've had some tribulations, haven't we? Tribulation, it says, worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know, this morning, the Lord wants to give us a hope that maketh not ashamed. In other words, it don't ever have to be put to shame. It don't ever have to give up and say, well, it just couldn't happen. It says here, He gives us some things to make us able to make it through. He gives us some tribulations. Did you know that? God wants us to be faithful in those things. Tribulation worketh patience. You know, we have to be patient in life. We have to be patient with life. We have to be patient with the things that come. And I want to encourage us this morning to be patient and to be faithful in those times that we're waiting. In the time that we don't understand why the Lord isn't just working it out for us right then. Be patient with the Lord. Be faithful during that time. If we do that, what this is saying is that the end of that is that that patience will work experience. What kind of experience? We learn by experience that God comes through. We learn that when we do His will and when we're faithful to Him and when we keep submitted to Him and we don't let that bad unforgiveness get a hold of us, and we don't let that desire for something we shouldn't have get a hold of us, that tempts us when we're in tribulation. You're tempted when you're in tribulation? Sure, it's part of the devil's work. Be patient. Endure. And hold on to the good things of God. And what we find out is, as Job found out, and James tells us this, as Job found out, that the end of the Lord, He's pitiful and of tender mercy. Have we not found that in our lives? Be patient and be faithful to the Lord and allow Him that work in our life. Because if we'll do that, it'll be just like Job. Job went through that time, but what's it say how the Lord blessed him after everything? More than he had before, didn't it? That's what God gave Job. That was the design of God from the beginning, to give Job that. Had Job in the middle of that said, I just, you know, I've been righteous. I know I have been, and God hadn't been fair to me, and I'm not going this way. You know, he would have missed that, and I'm persuaded there's people that have done that and gone there. But Job persevered. God wanted to perfect something in Job, and he did. And he gave it to us as a gemstone, and we hold it and we look at it. That's amazing. This man, how could he have held on with all that was against him? How could he have lived for God like that? Job was a man that feared God. He loved God. He served God when things went well. As the devil said to God, he don't serve you for naught. Does Job serve God for naught? You've blessed everything he has. But you know what? When everything was against him, Job still served God. And you know what that enabled the Lord to do? It enabled him to work his complete plan in Job. And in the end, he blessed him more than in the beginning. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us. I don't know what kind of place we all find ourselves in, but trust in God. Have faith and confidence in him. Believe in him. Allow him to work like he wants to. Do you believe that the Lord controls everything? You know, we have the little story. I'm not going to read it. But the waves were beating against the ship. And Jesus was in the hinder part, it says, asleep. And the apostles were on the boat, and they became very alarmed. And they woke him up. And, they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? We're fixing to drown here. We're almost to die. And the Lord got up and he said, peace be still. And the waves just went calm. And they were marveled and they were amazed at the power this man had. You know, this is still the one that we believe in this morning. This is still the Lord that we serve today. And we see him and we marvel when we see those things happen, as we have seen those things happen, haven't we? And Jesus rebuked them, though, and he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Don't you know that I'm on board? You know what, this morning? If the Lord's on board, let's have faith. I want to tell you, the end of the matter will be better than the beginning of the matter. If the Lord's on board, he'll take those things that he brings into our life. He'll take those tribulations, those trials, those things that seem mountains, they cannot be moved, and he'll change them right before our eyes. And I want to read that scripture in Mark 11 and 20. Speaking of the mountain there, Mark 11 and 20, where am I missing it here? Oh, I'm in 10. Okay. 11 and 20 here. And Peter, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, we all know the story of the fig tree. The Lord passed by and there wasn't any fruit on it. And he cursed that fig tree. And in the morning they came back and this thing was just all dried up very unnaturally fast. And they saw that. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You know, this morning, do we believe this? This is what the Lord said. I didn't say it. You know, the Lord told us that if we say to that mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, that it'll be so. You know, this morning, I don't know what mountains are in your way or in your life, but the Lord wants us to have confidence in Him. That's what faith is. He wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to be willing to speak to this mountain. When Caleb saw that mountain that God had promised to him, he said, "Give me this mountain." That's what he told Joshua. "Give me this mountain. Moses promised this to me." And you know, and he was 80 years old and he wasn't a bit afraid to go conquer that mountain. You know, this morning, I don't know what mountains are in our life, but God wants us to have victory in our life. And he said, if you'll believe, you can speak to that mountain. I don't know where we're all at, but I want to tell you, speak to the mountain. Tell the devil, it's mine. That's my place. That's my place to put my feet on. That's my ground, and I'm going to have it by the grace of God and by the strength of the Lord. This man we started through faith in his name, through faith in his name, stands before you whole. It's because of the name of the Lord that we do that. It's not some feat of our mind or some figment of imagination. It's the will of God for us. You know, I was thinking about the scripture that speaks of, and this is the confidence, this is in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And you know, the Lord tells us if He hears us, then we know that we have those things that we ask of Him. He speaks here, asking according to the will of God. I believe the things in the Word of God are the will of God. And the Lord wants us to have those good things in our life. He wants us to have the walk with the Lord in our life that we ought to have. He wants our homes to be in order. He does. He wants our homes to be a blessing, a sanctuary that God has given. And I want to challenge every one of us, every one of our parents, pull together and work together and say to that mountain, this is mine. This is something God has given us. He promised us peace. He promised us not only peace, but He promised us to have those good things that we can have. And I believe if we speak to them, we can have them this morning. I believe we can have those things that God wants us to have. I want to read one more scripture. I know we're speaking of faith, and I'm going to mention, a lot of times it comes up speaking of divine healing when we speak of faith, and that's definitely included in this. In James 5:14, it tells us, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." You know, this morning we live in an age that really comes against that. But I want to tell you, I don't know why the Lord doesn't always heal, but I know He does heal. I've experienced it many times. I've seen Him do wonderful things. I've seen Him do amazing things. Instantly, I've seen Him do those things. And you know, I look at that. This is a privilege that we have. It's something of God. It's something He wants us to lay our foot on. And I believe I've been taking a little more forward stand lately about this. This is a privilege God has given to His people. The Lord wants us to believe and to lay our foot on some of these promises that God has given to us. And so I don't understand all the time why the Lord doesn't move or work in a certain way, whether it's divine healing or whether it's just in the temporal affairs of life. But I will tell you this, I believe. I believe He will. I believe He can. I believe the Lord wants us to have faith in Him and strong confidence that when we pray according to his will, that we have those things. And the Lord's told us this is his will. It's his will that we have spiritual blessings. It's his will that we be healed. It's his will. Let's just center our lives up in his ways and let the Lord have his way. Get in the center of God's plan for our life. The things that that he has spoken to us, the things that we know in our heart, do them. Do them. Move into that place. And I want to tell you, that obedience brings faith. When Abraham was told to get up and move, I believe that was a big thing. It was life-altering. But he knew God spoke to him. And I believe part of his faith was in to do that. But that faith increased as he saw God start walking with him and leading him. And when the Lord speaks to us, don't hesitate. He has a little something for you to do. Don't stop. Don't hang your head because the world's going haywire. I don't know what all's going to happen in the world. I can't say I don't care because I care deeply. But I will tell you what, I'm not going to let it sink my faith. I'm not going to let it make me hang my head down when I come to service. We've got lots to rejoice about. Saints, let's zero in on the things that God has. We believe, do we not? Do we not believe? Have we not been justified? Have we not been sanctified? Has the Lord not worked in our life in a wonderful way? Move up close to him and begin to take ground. Believe for it. Say to this mountain that's always kept you back, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And Jesus said, it'll be that way. It will be that way. I believe we can speak to some things this morning. Let the Lord work in our life and let the world know there is a people that believe God, that live for God, that trust in him with all their heart. Their whole life is about him this morning. Y'all pray for us that we will live close to the Lord as well.